Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor today, and we are talking about aging gracefully and well. And we're coming back in. We had some fantastic physical tips in the first half of the show, but we're going on to mental lifestyle tips now. So why don't you bring us back in, Doc?
Some of these are all pretty linked together, but the first thing I'd say is related to using your brain and understanding about plaque and circulation and how the brain works physically. There's also about aging well, aging gracefully, about being curious. My first tip would be for people to remember to develop a skill where you learn that you love to learn. You love to learn new things, because new things open up brain pathways. And it doesn't have to be a brain game. Could be Scrabble, could be a new language. It could be, a different skill that has you use your fingers and hands in a way that you hadn't been before. So the first tip about lifestyle is be careful not to stay fixed in your beliefs about the way you know reality is. And it could be about learning art, or it could be learning something from sewing to knitting to painting, or it could be a mental skill. And the complement to that that helps aging well is to learn relaxation strategies. So now we're talking about praying or meditating or sculpting or dancing or qigong or writing poetry or reading poetry or enjoying something beyond sleep, which is very important. This is true. But there's also this whole idea of allowing the left part of our brain that's rational, linear, logical, that's thinking all the time, to just merge into the external world and the internal world. And really knowing how to relax makes a huge difference in terms of longevity.
So what advice do you give to someone that's just wound and like type A all across the board and doesn't even know where to start with relaxation?
Yeah, could be. Well, then putting that person on a meditation cushion, you know, might not be good. You know, I might ask that person to dance, move their body. I might ask them to walk. You know, do you like walking? Do you like dancing? No. Okay, what about swimming? So I might have them do something. You know, it could be jumping jacks. But the question, thank you so much, you didn't know what was next, is you can use anything if your intention is at your side. So somebody's got a belief system about themselves that they're all wound up and they have a experience of being tense, then yeah, okay, I got it. So sitting and relaxing, you know, may not be good. Your mind's jumping all over the place. But how about bringing in the power of intention to create a reality that walking is going to help me relax? You know, maybe hugging a tree is a little too airy-fairy, but moving my body in some way would be helpful.
Okay.
So I use intention as another lifestyle skill for people to relate to. You know, because not everybody who exercises, that was one of the first things in the first half of the show, is it going to be an ally and an asset for aging well and gracefully. But how about if somebody's intention, they have themselves aligned with, this is really good for my heart. Now, there's just an enormous amount of research about the power of positive thinking and the power of intention. Another thing about aging gracefully and aging well is to contribute to life. Have a value for yourself that part of what's on your bucket list, now that you might have less focus on making money and less focus on bringing up your family, you got a bit more free time, is that part of your life calling is to be of service. That no matter what you are still doing, whether you're still parenting or you're still working, is that no matter what your profession is, find a cause that connects some passion that you have. There's a lot of research on the value of feeling valued. Sorry for double U words. There's a lot of research on the appreciation of what happens to us as human beings when we contribute and we feel valued for contributing. And so one of the biggest contributors to aging normally is retirement. And so on the bucket list of clients I work with who are retiring is, well, okay, if you want to take a little time off and just hang out in the chaise lounge, I'm not making anybody wrong for that. But I'm also saying in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, now as you're getting on in years, do you have anywhere, have you ever wrestled with the question or engaged with it, maybe not wrestle with it, what's my legacy? You know, what's my mission? How am I leaving the world a better place? You know, is it in my church? Is it in my Rotary Club? Is it in my temple? Is it Make-A-Wish Foundation? Is it a chiropractic foundation? You know, so that kids can go to chiropractic school who don't have the money. You know, where is my passion? And that stuff makes people get out of bed. That allows people to not feel old. That allows people to feel more flexible, which is a lot of what aging gracefully and well is. It's about not being so fixed. The last lifestyle thing I'd offer myself and everybody else, it's not just everybody else, it's me too, is living your life with passion. You know, I'm so passionate about contributing to people about nutrition and lifestyle. But other people can have other passions, you know, and you tell people what you love about them. Thank them for appreciating you and being your friend. You know, the power of acknowledgement is huge leverage to add quality to all of our lives. The people have permission to have fun. You know, do you give yourself permission to make people laugh? There's an enormous amount of research about laughter and its relationship to longevity. So the laugh lifestyle piece had a whole bunch of stuff in it, from laughing to contributing to acknowledging, you know, to really getting a sense like, even if I don't work anymore, even if I'm not accumulating more money, even if my kids are grown, I still have a mission, you know, and I'm still passionate about my mission. So those are some of my things that I've been reading about, writing about as a way of people aging well and creating it, you know. Email me, text me, email Dr. Steph if you have some thoughts about some things that I haven't mentioned. You know, I'm in a learning curve about how to really contribute to people in their 50s and 60s and 70s so that they, so the quality of their life is really high, not just the quantity of their life.
Such valuable advice about aging gracefully and well today on our Half Hour to Health show. And as a chiropractor, I do have to add that if you're looking to age gracefully by improving your posture and your overall function of your spine, please give us a call at Crossroads Chiropractic to have your spine checked for subluxations, vertebral misalignments, and we can help you improve your overall health and function, quality of life, and of course, look younger with better posture through chiropractic care. Our website is crossroadschiropractic.com. You can call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49 to find out how chiropractic might be able to help you. We have 3 locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and in Epping. I want to thank you again, Dr. Barry Taylor, for being with us on the show. His website, drbarrytaylor.com. Again, you can have a free download for a meadow meditation by going to his website, drbarrytaylor.com. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.